Ziba Norman at the Transatlantic Institute, London. Are the U.S. and Russia on the verge of a uranium war? Although the price of crude oil has just dipped below $70 per barrel, with weaker demand in the U.S. acting as a brake, the energy market remains tight. The greater-than-expected needs of both China and India, coupled by a standoff with Iran and political uncertainties in the wider Middle East, mean this is destined to be the case for some time to come. Against this backdrop, uranium has gone up significantly and is becoming an increasingly valuable commodity. Russia, thanks to its decaying stocks of nuclear warheads, is in the advantageous position of possessing large quantities of the substance for which it has little use. These warheads contained HEU, highly enriched uranium, that can be extracted to make LEU, low enriched uranium. It is this latter material that is utilizable, indeed in demand for commercial power plants. Given Prime Minister Blair's recent public pronouncements on the future and importance of cultivating nuclear power for domestic energy needs, and similar noises being made on the other side of the Atlantic, with energy security being cited as a significant factor in government backing for such projects, it looks as if the price may well continue its upward trend. The U.S. has been an important market for Russia's unwanted uranium. Under agreements signed in the early part of the 1990s, some 10,700 warheads have been dismantled, the resulting uranium being made suitable for civilian use. After the collapse of the Soviet Union, concerns over the sudden rise in availability of uranium on the open market and the effects that this would have on the price of the commodity resulted in the U.S. enacting anti-dumping laws, and requiring that all sales of uranium be filtered through the USEC, United States Enrichment Corporation, based in Bethesda, Maryland. Access to U.S. markets is controlled by this clearinghouse, and Russia believes that its inability to negotiate direct with potential clients in the U.S. artificially depresses the price it can command for the commodity. As the price rises, Russia, naturally, wants a piece of the pie. Over the next few weeks, the head of the Russian Atomic Energy Agency, Sergei Kirienko, will be in the U.S. to meet with U.S. government officials and the USEC. Tough talking is expected. Kirienko wants a change in these arrangements. Sources close to Kirienko say whilst Russia would like to remain in the U.S. market, they can easily find other outlets for their uranium, a thinly veiled threat that they will cut the U.S. out. Arguably, there is a need for a change, and it is entirely rational for Russia to pursue this, and clearly advantageous for her to do so. Russia already enjoys great leverage in the international energy markets, as the rise of Gazprom attests. Though its recent use of the state-owned energy giant to influence events in Ukraine and elsewhere in the former Soviet republics make it suspect, and these negotiations over access to the U.S. uranium market may prove tricky. Let's hope that both sides in this potential dispute will proceed with flexibility and fairness in mind, and that negotiations between the U.S. and Russia are not used as another means for talking up an already tight energy market at a time of geopolitical instability in the Middle East.